Brown's stunning victory was made possible by the dramatic political turnabout of voters in a wide sweep of Massachusetts towns. Those towns delivered large margins of victory to Barack Obama and to Val Patrick in the last two statewide elections. But on Tuesday, they swung right. WBUR's David Boeri visited one of those towns to see what was motivating voters.
At Sophia's restaurant in Hudson, you can have any table you want. You can dance across the whole dining area at lunchtime. There's no one here. Even today, when Santino Sonny Parente feels like celebrating the Republican victory. The restaurant, like the main street, is a lonely place.
Look at the main street. Look at, there's nobody on the street anymore.
Our main problem in downtown for the last 10, 15 years was parking.
Not anymore. The recession solved that. There's plenty of parking now in front of empty storefronts that alternate with places doing slow business. The Aubuchon Hardware just closed here after 70 years. And Premier Kitchens and Granite closed last year.
People are hanging on by a small thread.
Sonny's walking the streets he knows well as a small businessman, a selectman, and an unsuccessful Republican candidate for state representative in 2008. He sees yesterday's victory as a reaction to what's happening on many main streets.
What's up?
Hey, don't worry. Small steak and cheese?
Yep.
Pepsi.
Okay.
At Lando's Pizza, Tori Lando, who's been here for over 20 years, says Main Street mirrors his clientele. They're both hurting.
Yeah, it's definitely not like it used to be. Everyone's feeling it. Working more, making less, you know. You all set?
At the takeout counter, Tori has a terse takeaway from the election.
I think people in Massachusetts are pissed off, and I think people are finally getting fed up with 30 years of Kennedy days. Got to change.
Lando votes Republican with regularity. But in this town, once dominated by shoe factories, people walk both sides of the political street. In the last two elections, Hudson gave large majorities to Democratic candidates for governor and president. In 2006, Deval Patrick carried 56% of the vote in Hudson. In 2008, Barack Obama carried 59%. But on Tuesday, the numbers flipped, and Scott Brown, the Republican, won 57%. Over at the Horseshoe Restaurant and Pub, owner Al Pizzamento says yesterday's vote is simple.
It suggests that we're tired of the people that are in there, and we're looking for people with change. And that's what I think. I mean, all due respect to Senator Brown, it could have been me or you, because what we have in there now are not doing their job.
He voted for Obama. He voted for Patrick. But he turned on Coakley as if she were the incumbent. His approach is the same as if he were hiring a cook.
As if he does his job, I want to keep him. If he doesn't do his job, I don't care what suit he wears, a donkey or an elephant. He's out.
Up the street, Albert Souza climbs out of a truck that says Albert Souza Services.
There's a lot of plowing, a lot of sand, and a lot of stuff.
His business, which once included construction work, has gone from revenues of $7 million to revenues of $300,000 in just 2 years.
I got 25 people unemployed, 25 people collecting right now. I'm one of the statistics of small business.
He says he can't believe his candidate, Martha Coakley, lost the election. On the other hand, he says he can't believe that all the economic problems have to do with George Bush, either. Over at Avidia, the community bank, Anne Marie Lawrence also voted for Coakley. And she thinks the president should be pushing for a health care bill. But she's troubled about how much it might cost. Once again, she's pointing to the economy.
My husband and I are the directors of the local food pantry. So we see people that used to volunteer with us now having to walk through the doors. Very difficult.
Lee Dinner, the jeweler on Main Street, says customers are surprised to find that he's still there. He voted for Obama in 2008 because he wanted some change.
And yesterday you voted for?
Brown.
Why? change.
When it's suggested that by voting for change on Tuesday, he's not exactly helping the president, whom he still likes, and whom he just voted for on the change ticket last year, he says no. He says he's just sending the president a message that the president needs to hear. It's the same message, he says, the rest of Hudson delivered. Message to the president? You have to do something different. Change. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.